listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you a verse from Nehemiah chapter 3 and talk to you about doing the work right at our own house. Here we go. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 10. We read this. Next to them, Jedaiah, the son of Harumph, made repairs in the front of his house. Nehemiah chapter 3 is all about getting God's work done. Now, Nehemiah was a man moved by God to get the walls and the gates surrounding Jerusalem rebuilt. The city was in a bad state of disrepair, discouragement, and defeat because of their lack of security and safety without having walls. Through Nehemiah chapter 3, different people do different kinds of work. Verse 10 tells us of Jedaiah, a man who repaired the portion of the wall right in front of his house. Many times when God calls us to do his work, the most important place to work is right in front of us, at our own house. Five times in the chapter, it speaks of those who worked on the section right in front of their house. And the names of the men who are said to have made repairs in the front of their house, well, I think those names have something to teach us. For example, in verse 10, Jedaiah means he who calls unto God. Our homes must be places of prayer where the family calls unto God. What is the state of prayer in your home? Is God glorified through prayer? The name he who calls unto God reminds us of the need to make our homes places of prayer. Then in verse 23 of Nehemiah chapter 3, it speaks of Benjamin, who did the work right in front of his house. The name Benjamin means son of my right hand. The son of my right hand was a protector, someone always on hand, ready to help and protect. When we give attention to the work of God at our homes, it must be with a heart to make our homes places of protection and peace. You know, we need a refuge from the pressures and influences of the world around us. Ask God to make your home just such a place of protection and refuge. Then in verse 29 of Nehemiah 3, a man named Zadok is said to have done the work right in front of his house. That name Zadok means justice. Our homes must be places of justice and integrity. The most important place where fairness and integrity needs to be shown in our homes is with the promises we make to each other. Marriages are essentially based on a promise, that is, vows made between a man and a woman before their God regarding their commitment to one another. When promises are made and kept, then there is a sense of peace in the home. When promises are not kept, then there's a sad sense of injustice and lack of integrity. In verse 30 of Nehemiah chapter 3, it says that a man named Meshulam did the work right in front of his house. The name Meshulam means devoted. Our homes must be places of devotion and separation to God. What is the level of spiritual devotion in your home? When God calls you to give attention to the repairs in front of your house, how much of it has to do with cultivating an atmosphere of devotion and love to God? Each of us, no matter what our station in life is, we know that there are places where God wants to work in our homes. Listen, when we endeavor to do the work of the Lord, we should start right where we are. Right in front of our homes, especially when it means doing that work of prayer, protection, integrity, and devotion. Hey, let that mark your home today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.